Saturday, September 18th. President met with the AG this morning for quite a long time. At the latter part of it, he called Ehrlichman and then later Colson and me in. That led to some discussion of the Pentagon Papers. President making the point that everyone had said this was going to tear the Democrats up, but this is only going to work out if we keep it grinding. We've now let Muskie and Humphrey and et al. Crawl off of the war issue. He says we've got a problem on how to get it up front again. If we let it go to Congress for an investigation, we can't control it. If it goes to the courts, then it comes out too late after the elections and doesn't do us any good. So we're at an impasse, and we're doing it too legalistically. Our opponent's interest is to forget the papers. Our interest is to play them up. Another problem is that Kissinger's deeply involved because of his students and associates, also Elliot Richardson. And a smart congressional counsel will call Kissinger and Richardson. So the point is that we've got to separate the questions of the stealing the papers and of the content. For high visibility, we could go after the newspaper men, but that gets to stealing rather than to content. The only way to open up the content is to get into the assassination of Diem and that sort of thing. Fulbright has definitely decided not to have congressional hearings, so we have to get someone to blast it out. The feeling was that we should leak the juicy tidbits as the way to force the Hill's hands to get to the underlying documents. We need to make sure that the stuff that we leak was already out somewhere, though. Another problem is that way we can't calculate who's going to get hit by the shrapnel. On another front, we could also move to open Bay of Pigs in the Cuban Missile Crisis, and we can do those right away without waiting for the Vietnamese election. Henry's concern is that his name is in the files. Also, he feels that there's discussion of the war now is not helpful. So the president decided to call Henry into our meeting to discuss it, but he was already gone. He left for New York. Another problem is that this would draw out and expose the CIA and would rub off on the present CIA. But the positive side of that is it makes the Harriman types the villains. Even an idiot. And then the president came up with a comment that even an idiot has a chance to be president, and a lot of them have made it. He felt the Diem incident is the best ground to plow. It involves Harriman and Kennedy. He doesn't think Kissinger is involved in it. The press is afraid of it. Makes the point of what got us into the war. First, the Laotian Agreement, which was Harriman, and second, the Diem coup, which was Kennedy. Our opponents are terribly vulnerable on both. Another advantage, 18th continued. I was making the point that another advantage of this is that it also lets LBJ get on our side and clears him from the other Pentagon paper charges. The president feels we shouldn't worry about Kissinger's argument that this stirs things up in Vietnam, that the election, in effect, is pretty much done with now anyway. The question is how to open it up. We need to maybe put our guy on television, such as our CIA guy. But we should take the next 2 weeks to develop a scenario. The president ordered Ehrlichman to have the full Diem story on his desk by the end of next week, also the total Bay of Pigs story. He also told me to get Houston back to finish the bombing halt story. At that point, the attorney general left, and we had a little discussion about the OEO extension. The president feels that if it's not cleaned up in the House, he will veto it. And he isn't too worried about making the libs mad because they're not going to be with us anyway, obviously. He made the point that it's necessary for Ehrlichman, working with Colson, to think in purely political terms from now on. The Democrats are doing this, and we must too. We're so naive that we've let Vietnam dribble away from us. And on other things like the IRS question, we just can't fool around. We must understand that the bureaucracy is disloyal, and in a campaign, they'll really cut us. Ehrlichman pointed out that leaks have gone up dramatically in the last 6 weeks, especially in the national security area, according to his investigation. At the end of that meeting, the president and I left for Camp David. There was some talk about J. Edgar Hoover, apparently, when the president met with Mitchell, and the president asked me to set it up to have Hoover in for breakfast at 8:30 Monday morning. He's going to give him the word on his departure at that time, apparently. Mitchell called me at Camp David to let me know that the president had also raised the point of making Hoover a counselor to the president. Mitchell thinks he got that turned off, but he was just warning me. I didn't hear anything from the president at Camp David except a brief phone call while Joe and I were out playing tennis, and the president asked if we were watching the football game on TV, and I said no, I was playing tennis. He said UCLA was doing pretty well. They were ahead of Texas 7-0, but that I ought to get them not to televise the rooting section because they were a pretty rowdy-looking bunch. End of September 18th.